Venezuela's election for its National Assembly are coming up in December. KPFA's Ann Garrison reports.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was elected 2 years ago, and assembly members will be elected this year. Juan Guaido, the president of the National Assembly, whom the United States tried to promote as Venezuela's legitimate president, even though he had never even run for president, is not running for assembly again. This election takes place in the context of economic hardship caused by U.S. sanctions, U.S. seizure of Venezuela's substantial oil infrastructure in the U.S., and the Bank of London's seizure of its gold reserves. Here's Venezuela analysis editor Ricardo Vaz on why the U.S. has already said it will not recognize the elections.
Venezuela is having elections for the National Assembly in December. This is a virtually unknown lawmaker, Juan Guaido, decided on U.S. instructions to proclaim himself the interim president. This was on January 23, 2019. They expected a quick victory, so they expected perhaps the army to turn against the government and stage a coup, or that there was going to be a popular uprising that was going to back this opposition and topple the government. Guaido's enthusiasm and momentum very quickly dissipated, but because the U.S. was so invested in this idea that he was going to overthrow the government, they decided from a very early stage that they were going to boycott these elections. So since their horse is not in the race, the U.S. has resorted to its traditional tactic of saying that, you know, ahead of time, the election is going to be fraudulent, they're not going to recognize it.
Voss urged U.S. supporters of Venezuela to oppose sanctions on Venezuela and elsewhere in the world, and keep an eye on the elections and any dirty tricks the U.S. might play to undermine them.
I think opposition to sanctions has to be the priority for social movements and solidarity movements in the United States. You know, this is really something that's unacceptable, something that's illegal, and most of all, it's something that's causing a lot of pain and a lot of suffering and a lot of death in Venezuela and in all of the countries that are suffering under U.S. sanctions. Even beyond sanctions, the war drums sounded very loudly. In the middle of this year, there were these wild and unfounded, quote-unquote, narco-terrorism charges against the Venezuelan government. And that was used as an excuse to unleash the largest military deployment in the Caribbean since the 1989 invasion of Panama. So this was really the U.S. empire flexing and showing its teeth right on Venezuela's border. Keep an eye on Venezuela in these final few weeks of the campaign, and then afterwards, as we build up to the elections, see what kind of tricks the U.S. might have up its sleeve to try and change the outcome or try and stop the election from taking place altogether. Keep a critical perspective and not just believe what the mainstream media is going to say, because it's a very biased narrative.
That was Venezuela Analysis editor Ricardo Vaz. Venezuela Analysis is an independent website produced by a team of international journalists that provides perspectives from the grassroots and left movements in Venezuela. Thanks to Ken Yale for recording that conversation. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.